looking like a light. My diamonds in my wrist, so so bright. When I pull up to the spot, I'm hopping out. With some fresh sweets and a golden mouth. All I do is dip in G's and count. Stacking up my paper till it reach a large amount. Diamond on my neck and wrist, got diamonds on my neck and wrist. Goddamn, I'm feeling niggerish. The way I'm more lifestyle like this. So sad. Please allow me. This is where we say, oh my God, how did you do that to me? How did you do that to me? How did you do that to me? Stars in my eyes, shine bright, shine bright, shine. All these diamonds are making me go blind.
Oh yeah, Grand Theft Auto, life in prison. Next
presenting
class.
The best first 100 days of the best president ever in the history of the United States.
The inevitable process happened, and imprisoned or deported the dangerous, ugly pre-offenders.
Oh, here's a good one. Mexican man, 40s, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
What's he doing?
He's scrubbing previsions for clues about future crimes.
Future crime?
Yeah, they're gonna happen.
Emigrated from Honduras 3 years ago with his kids and wife. And if I'm being honest, she's not a very attractive woman. I mean, she's like a four.
Is that really necessary? Just watch.
Hey, Donald, tell the suit what's next.
This highly illegal immigrant is going to break into a moving school bus and sell drugs to white third graders. We're gonna round him up and deport him before that happens.
Very hard to believe that a man called Honduras is into the game and risks everything by committing a crime like that.
Who are you, son?
Danny Woodward. Here to review this division for the Department of Justice.
Okay, first of all, Danny is a child's name. Second of all, I'm just doing what the precogs tell me.
Precogs?
Precognitives. Free genetic freaks that can see people commit crimes in the future.
That is absolutely right, and they are never wrong. Especially Kellyanne, who's really a fantastic cop.
I don't care about the cops. You can't arrest somebody for a crime they haven't yet committed.
It's called predetermination. It happens all the time. Let me show you.
President Donald J. Trump has had the most incredible first 100 days in human history. The first 100 superlatives have been tremendous, fabulous, unsurpassed, world-class, and far too numerous and incredible to count. The most bills have been signed, executive orders have been infinite, and President Trump's signature has been larger and more beautiful than all other signatures combined. Mexicans and Muslims are on the run, gorgeous inaugural funds have been collected, regulations have been rolled back, and mining waste can once again be dumped in rivers and streams where it belongs. In the first 100 days, never has World War III been closer, missile launches more delicious, and the American people more happy.
Thank you.
the best president ever has made America so much greater again in only 100 days. Just wait for the next 1,361 days.
Just like he did on the campaign trail.
Stop. These are not real crimes. These are just paranoid thoughts.
Ooh, that's Laverne Cox. I'm seeing a horrific bathroom crime in her future.
Okay, I'm calling the Justice Department. Pre-crime is fake news.
What did you just say to me?
Pre-crime is fake news.
That's what I say when I don't like something.
Where did you get those gloves?
I bought them at Hammacher Schlemmer.
Oh, wait, D! I gotta get me a pair of those gloves.
Aren't they fantastic gloves? They're really fantastic. I mean, they can do this. They can do this. They can do this. Tweet sent. Yeah, it's a shame about him, actually. I'm his father.
Like that. All right, so the tremendous power that is the Yamada
deal. You want me to draw Kim Jong whatever a map? It's called misinformation. Know what I mean? Gotta keep them guessing. I am the best misinformer there is. We all know that. It's just a fact. You think I'm heading this way to drain the swamp? Boom! I'm actually filling it. Didn't see that coming, did you? Keep them guessing. Just like with Kim Jong what's-his-face. Remember when I ordered my 7th tweet fleet to attack the Chinese? Now why would I do that when Ivanka just got a very major deal with China? 1.4 billion people who just love Ivanka products. Order yours today, by the way. I'm brilliant. That's what they're all saying on the shows, you know. Everyone thinks I'm headed to the White House as a coal mine loving populist. Bango! I'm actually headed to Mar-a-Lago with my billionaire cabinet, Wall Street bankers, and hedge fund guys. No one's up. Am I right? Of course I am. I'm always right. Just ask Jared. Jared? Jared, did he go to Aspen again?
All right, WCOMFM, LPFM, Chapo Carbo, look. This is Dr. Furious. We are just getting ready to mix in some crazy Moogness. In fact, we are going to be mixing in some two free tickets into the soundtrack here. WCOMFM, LPFM, Chapo Carbo, where the fun folks at Moog have hooked us up with plenty of cool free tickets that we will be giving away here shortly. What else we got? Speaking of Moog, this is some crazy fun music in the background there from Flying Lotus, and then here is a little Zenso Fly. Aha! See that coming. What else? We're going to be playing lots of other Moog-inspired music, as well as some fun new stuff from our friend Kendrick, and some other crazy cool music that we get here at the radio, WC1FM, LPFM, Typical. What else? Like I said, we're going to be giving away those tickets, and so when you're ready, get ready to call 919-246-9639. We'll see. I'll call it out here pretty soon. We'll give those away. And what else? There's lots of ways you can support WCOM. Most importantly, go to WCOMFM.org, and you can kick in a little cashish, or volunteer to be a DJ, or help, you know, in any other way you can. Being a DJ is really fun. It's even more fun when you're hanging out and people are walking by as you're a DJ, staring at you. It's kind of weird, a little awkward. I'm gonna turn the lights off in here. Boom. All right, so for real, get ready. We got a little Zenso Fly, a little Flying Lotus, Gas Lamp, Kendrick, other fun stuff, and we're gonna keep making fun of the 100th day of the Trumpocalypse. Stick around for those Moog ticks. I'm furious.
You can see that Days in office, so many accomplishments, lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally, we can shoot hibernating bears. My boys will love that.
Sir, here's a new bill that you must read immediately. It lowers taxes for only Republicans.
Can't Fox News read it? Now watch what they say.
No, you have to read it.
The new Supreme Court Justice, Ivanka, takes Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the bench. You can buy Ivanka's robe with gavel earrings for only 1,000 rubles.
You said you'd replace me with Garland! This was supposed to last me the whole 4 years.
Marge, please, give the President of the United States some time. He's only 70 years old.
Help! They're taking me back to where I came from!
Days, we are 6.8% of the way home. Paid for by anybody else, 2020.
Like this.
Across California,
how did you get it? I can't believe this is happening.
To the East Coast states of Maryland and Massachusetts.
At this point, us staying out of World War III seems to be the number one priority.
The blue states, where Donald Trump overwhelmingly lost. 100 days into his presidency, fear that they're losing their country, promising a fight. The state of California, the largest, bluest state in the union, leading the fiercest opposition.
I don't think he can be impeached soon enough.
At Millie's Coffee Shop in the heart of liberal LA, I meet Alex Martini.
He frightens me. Trump frightens me.
For the first time in this millennial's life, she's afraid the president will hurt her. She is on Obamacare.
With type 1 diabetes specifically, I cannot physically survive without insulin. And without health insurance, this device is almost $4,000. It's almost embarrassing to be an American.
I head 400 miles north to California's Central Valley. Trump's immigration policies sowing fear in the fields that feed America.
How many people have their papers?
Nobody. Maybe just me. They're scared to go out, scared to go to the store because I think immigration's rolling around.
Farmer Joe Del Bosque, the son of Mexican migrants, couldn't get enough workers this year. Problems that escalated after the election.
When he talks about mass deportations, that makes me nervous. Putting a wall up on the border, that makes me nervous.
And that affects your bottom line.
It does, because we can grow the crop, but then we can't pick them.
Fox News read it, and I'll watch what they say?
No, you have to read it.
Once you have a taste of a good life, you will never go back.
A new Supreme Court Justice Ivanka takes Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the bench.
Every chief with devil earrings, you should have known this bullshit because he was always promising
the moon. You said you replaced me with Stalin!
Everything is always foolproof at 100%.
But it is a foolproof way of winning the war with ISIS. And it will be absolutely 100%. They'll at a minimum come to the table, and actually they'll be defeated very quickly.
Folks, how much would you pay to get rid of ISIS?
They're taking me back to where I came from!
Don't answer yet, because not only will ISIS be gone like that.
100 days, we are 6.8% of the
world. Here's our guarantee on undocumented immigrants. So which do you like better? Winning
longer. Jimmy, can I see what I look like on inauguration day?
Today, they appeared in an ABC News Washington Post poll showing a shockingly high percentage of Americans believe President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign. This all began, of course, on March 4th, after a long, frustrating week for the president, at the end of which he suddenly and seemingly out of nowhere began a succession of tweets that started with, quote, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism." Now, if McCarthyism is defined as making wild accusations without any evidence, the only thing that was McCarthyism were the president's tweets. Any evidence, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan?
Any evidence that this has occurred? The Intelligence Committee has not seen evidence that this has occurred.
How about you, FBI Director James Cohen?
I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside.
So that would have seemingly been that, except that the president and his team kept pushing ways to try to make this evidence-free claim somewhere sort of possibly in the neighborhood of almost not entirely false. Now, they failed, but they muddied the waters quite a bit. And now, here are the shocking numbers from today. 32% of the public thinks President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign, and 52% of Republicans believe this charge, a charge that there is literally no evidence to support. It is the definition of fake news. Now, look, this is America, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. 18% of the public says they've seen or been in the presence of a ghost. I mean, whatever. But in a thriving democracy, truth matters and facts matter. We learned in the campaign that Donald Trump can be cavalier about facts and truth. We learned in his first 100 days that that's not going to change. Indeed, that some in the government and some of his friends in conservative media will even work to try to make his falsehoods seem true. But you know what? There's also a lot of incendiary nonsense against President Trump on the left these days that is just as fake and just as free of any evidence, both in progressive media and all over Twitter, being retweeted by otherwise sensible folks. This is a time for all journalists to be extra careful about our own reporting, to make sure that we adhere strictly to facts and cogent analysis. And this is a time for you, the public, to demand evidence from your leaders and from your media, even if you already agree with the politics of the person on your TV.
Trouble some
I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well hit, cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here. Salute the truth from the prophecy.
It's my temperament. That fat, ugly face of hers. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's... Hitler was new. There were no previous political experiences, political models people could draw.
He wrote the Mein Kampf. The people are so...
This is why I say that if more dangerous to
motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan. I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never own, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate. Sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to pull it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when this rush ain't gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, idea.
Out for help. He spoke about being a president for all. I said, wow. But he's failed. He's failed according to what he promised. He has failed at this point.
On the other side of Baltimore works a prestigious neuropsychiatry and Johns Hopkins University. An economic world away. But she too.
Real nigga in my DNA. Ain't no hoe inside my DNA. Dripping gold inside my DNA. Power shows inside my DNA. DNA. Real nigga in my DNA.
What I hear and what I
hear. Ain't no hoe inside my DNA.
You don't see yourself as a... What happens to you in 4 years?
I think that's where the anxiety comes from, is because we don't know.
Anxiety felt from urban Baltimore to idyllic Massachusetts. Every single congressional district in this state voted...
All right, so the tremendously huge armada I said I was sending to North Korea was actually going the other way.
Greenfield, it's Sunday. And Reverend Corey Sanderson is calling on his progressive Christians to be the country's conscience.
The truth is out there.
Do you see the church as a force of resistance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. We may be underestimating the power in the people and in the sense of resistance against what he's preaching.
After the service...
is no fool. My daddy was a hustler too. I came up from nothing, so what you expect when I shine on you fools? Song for some playboy bunny shit. Starting on them with these carrots on my bugs, bunny shit. Switching shifts.
Every night.
Oops, I'm eating shorties, right? I'll be up on woman crush
in the world. Send this to
Grayson Allen. Grayson, I will be donating one box of expired Trump steaks to the homeless every time you trip a player on the court. Thank you for your service.
Elijah Cummings, he's a Democratic congressman that went and talked to Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to defy you, if you're in the right wing, to try to figure out what in the world this word salad is. So here is a direct quote from Donald Trump in that interview about the Cummings meeting. Quote, well, he said, you'll be the greatest president in history of, but you know what? I'll take that also, but that you could be. But he said, we'll be the greatest president, but I would also accept the other. In other words, if you do your job, but I accept that, then I watched him interviewed and it was like he never even was here. It's incredible. I watched him interviewed a week later and it's like he was never in my office. And you can even say that. That almost makes Sarah Palin sound smart. Okay.
Superlatives have been tremendous, fabulous, unsurpassed, world-class, and far too numerous and incredible to count. The most bills have been signed, executive orders have been infinite, and President Trump's signature has been larger and more beautiful than all other signatures combined. Mexicans and Muslims are on the run, gorgeous inaugural funds have been collected, regulations have been rolled back, and mining waste can once again be dumped in rivers and streams where it belongs. In the first 100 days, never has World War III been closer, missile launches more delicious, and the American people more happy. Suck it, FDR. Donald J. Trump is the richest president ever. Ivanka is hot, and you're dead. The best president ever has made America so much greater again in only 100 days. Just wait for the next 1,361 days.
Accomplishments of a president, and Trump hasn't got a lot of those. He still hasn't filled his cabinet. He did repeal Obamacare. There are still Muslims. But, and it's a big but, he did sign a law making it easier for mentally ill people to buy guns and for hibernating bears to be hunted. So, took care of his base. Insane people who want to murder Yogi.
As of now, right, is the resistance gaining strength, obviously, in your view, or is there any chance that it might peter out here?
Simply being free, you're resisting. Every time an 18-year-old registers to vote, every time you see kids on a corner arguing over who they think should be their next city councilman, the resistance is growing.
You're passionate for Sanders, right? You were out, you did a ton of stuff, sometimes got in a little trouble. You know, which is good.
It's not fun if you're not getting in trouble.
Trouble with that. So what got you into Bernie?
When you grow up in Atlanta, on your grandmother's or your mother's wall, there's a picture of Jesus and Martin Luther King. I grew up learning the principles of Kingian nonviolence. I grew up being mentored by those who had actually marched and trained with him. Sanders was the only federal candidate in terms of president I had ever saw actually expound on the same principles of King. So if you're taught that your entire life, to me, how could you turn away from it when it was presented to you?
So tell me about what we've learned since Trump took office. You know, it was like before he took the field, a lot of people had all these ideas about what the game was going to be like.
Uh-huh.
What's going to happen once he gets in? Now we're out actually on the field, right?
Yeah.
So what's that look like? What have we learned in 90 days about this fight between resistance and Trump?
What we've learned is Democrats have finally gotten mad enough to go vote in a midterm election. Right, John Ossoff might win here in Atlanta based on the fact that young Democrats are pissed off and angry. The Democratic Party held on to the old guard longer than there should have, even when their people were telling them there's a new wave happening, there's a new type of Democrat.
So let's talk about, just talk about culture for a second, right? So Run the Jewels 3 came out in December.
Yes.
That's a political record.
We just say social.
Right, yeah.
But we're not as good as that.
No, I know that, but there's a political edge to what you guys are doing in a way that a lot of hip-hop
it
now
can be interpreted
not,
that
is
way.
Not
absolutely.
That way, right?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, the other album that strikes me is was Tribe's record, right, which came out, you know, literally that Friday after the election.
You got good taste.
The Grammys, they were the only ones who went political, right? They came out big and did that thing, knocked the wall down, had the Dispossessed. That was kind of a big moment in the Grammys. But, you know, we've seen it at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
We've got SNL. It feels to me like one of the things that we haven't had in hip-hop and in broadly in the culture is like that kind of political resistance. So talk about the way in which Trump has been, in some ways, salutary.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't killing off good young mood. When we get hungry, we eat the same food, the ramen noodle. The simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable, but pull the juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she sit on that. The doors are signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are spitting with iguanas. The IRS piranha see it. In the hood, living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit cold. Hand sanitary because I ain't so over there. All you black folks, you must go.
Gay marriage. The Supreme Court decision came out, and that was really special.
How are you today different than before November 8th?
We're not just rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we conflict with the stars. You masses overlooking street art. Better yet, street smart, but you keep us on the chart. So much your numbers and your statistician. Fuck you know about true competition. It's like I ain't a picture on there talking about a hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you that. Block Babylon blood clot. Poop on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. All you poor folks, you must go. Bulls, arms, and gay.
Yeah.
I know you knew.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer spirits. eagles spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga core bailed me out. But to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Do or die like best stars, see the red sky out the window of the red eye, let the lead fly on some G-Rap shit, living the lead die. Boy, smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison, numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by, just to get by, to get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars, not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for porn. Penis enlarger, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs when all you really need is love. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last Beatles drop. What?
Life. What you are experiencing on a federal level is as though the federal government is now Southern state. So how am I going to feel more afraid than I felt? What it did as an activist was invigorating. I know that everyone now is angry enough to be in the streets. What's wrong with activism in this country is I'm an activist for gay rights. I'm a pro-women's activist. I'm a black activist. I'm an Asian activist. All these people are acting away from one another.
Hello from the little shop of horrors. Ski mask like the Phantom of the Opera. Go cold like the man in Chicago. Child soldiers spray in a chopper. But you don't give a fuck, that's them though. Till a peasant put a pistol in your window. Hey, you ain't really need that chain. You ain't really need that rain. You ain't really need them things. Snow in the bluff showed up. Was a slum to the city blown up. Now the white folks showed up. Everything bounced sold up. Niggas ass side. He was told up. Politics so corrupt. Sold my black ass side. Real ain't color, my brother. He ain't cabbage time. They put they white ass side.
Good day from the house of the haunted. Get a job, get a house, get a coffin. Go straight for the path of me. Where you at that maximizes our profit. Snap plug, oh well, hell so is boom. We live to hear you say please don't shoot. Draw the light, come on, make my night. When a five reports, what's right with our bike. Some films air all night. Till your last same thought take flight. What a great sight, what a job, what a good life. The more we act wrong, the more we are right. But who exactly gonna stop what we got? We don't argue, we are not calm and impartial. Some call a word, but it's more like an art. Just paint the walls with your heart. And we better not catch.
No crying here, just do your dirt and disappear.
Don't get captured.
Then lay low, take a slope and reappear.
Don't get captured.
Return us victorious, no crime.
Don't get captured.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm Dr. Furious. This is the Furious George Show. We've been spotlighting all some fun, kind of cool and crazy, radical, revolutionary music, which is actually quite appropriate because we are also playing a lot of fun music from the Moog Fest. Yeah, actually, we just gave away some tickets tonight, so congratulations to that lucky listener. And not only are they going to get to hear lots of this cool music, but we're going to dance to it live at the Moog Fest. So if you don't know about Moog, check it out online. There's so much to listen to. It's a cool, beat-tastic thing. Lots of play-space stuff. In fact, we're going to be playing some of it here with some Zenso Fly there in the background. We play all the time Flying Lotus, who will be there. Oh, man, what else? We played some Talib Kweli, who will be there tonight, this weekend, or the weekend of Moog Fest. May, I guess, 18th through the 21st. And what else? There's going to be a lot of other fun stuff. And so I'll be there representing WCOMFM.org. And we'll also have some fun folks. I know some other DJs are going to be there. DJ Buck Rooster, some other fun folks. And as well as our lucky listener tonight who called in and won those tickets. So congratulations to her. Also want to just say, if you want to help WCOM, help cool, crazy, cool music that goes down, you can be a supporter by going to WCOMFM.org. Now, if you are already an underwriter of the show, you do more than you need to. In fact, just let me know if you've done enough, because we have some anonymous underwriters who are super supportive of this show. Keep it going, which has been going since the beginning here at WCOM. I'm ready to start fighting over who's got the longest running show on WCOM, and I'm pretty sure I'm close to it. There might be one or two others, but if so, it's a cool company. We've been doing political, radical hip-hop stuff, revolutionary stuff for almost two decades here at half of it here at WCOM, and then another chunk or so at Free Radio Asheville, when Furious was helping up start up Micropower Revolutionary Radio. We've been playing all kinds of cool revolutionary hip-hop, like Run the Jewels there in the background. So many years of this violence. And fighting that, as well as the current Trumpocalypse and other fun stuff. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com if you want to learn about some of our fun stuff that we've been spotlighting over the decades. And you might, who knows, win some tickets to some cool, crazy, cool stuff. Or win, listen to some fun music, or be turned on to some sounds and beats and thoughts that you haven't really even encountered. Speaking of encounters, we got some fun more music and some other fun stuff. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I'm furious!
Together and say, how do we strategize with one another now for the greater good of us all? And if we have no silver lining out of the Trump presidency, at least now people who weren't talking a week before in terms of being allies now are, and I've seen more cross-pollinization of movements and less isolation.
Obviously, people want to stop Trump from doing bad things.
Absolutely.
They want to stop that. But that's not victory, right?
We, as people who are actually in the streets fighting, should not only be fighting against Trump. What are we fighting for?
Right.
What does the day after Trump look like?
Oh.
mouth shut. Oh, you can't chat so much. You can't just run up your mouth. You can't do DJ.
No higher.
Days thing is unfair, tweeting, no matter how much I accomplish during the ridiculous standard of the first 100 days, and it's been a lot, including SC, media will kill. Now, you might be wondering what including SC means. Well, people are speculating could be Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Could be Spicer Catastrophe. Sarah Connor, I don't know.
Sarah Connor.
Or maybe Stephen Colbert. It's possible. He's been on the show. I gotta say, Donald Trump has done a lot for me in the first 100 days. Thank you for your service, Mr. President. And now I feel dirty. His first 100 days, Trump sat down for a wide-ranging and even wider rambling interview with the Associated Press. And he was asked, as a candidate, you put out a 100-day plan. Do you feel like you should be held accountable to that plan? And he answered, somebody put out the concept of a 100-day plan. Yeah, somebody put out the concept of a 100-day plan. Who was that again?
The first 100 days of my administration. This 100-day plan, what follows is my 100-day action plan to make America great again. It's a contract between Donald J. Trump and the American voter.
Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still I take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Hey, this shit way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from ACA. Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak. You let the meds talk. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the
the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up,
bitch. Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up,
sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
I think that contract would hold up in court since it was signed by an EKG machine. But the thing that I noticed about this interview is that this is a sit-down, one-on-one conversation, okay? And a lot of his answers were unintelligible. 16 times, it's just unintelligible. Are they not allowed a follow-up question? For instance, huh?
Boys are low, 700. Finally, increased my goal handicap. So many accomplishments. 100 days in office, so many accomplishments. Lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally, we can shoot hibernating bears. My boys will love that.
Sir, here's a new bill that you must read immediately. It lowers taxes for only Republicans.
Can't Fox News read it? Now watch what they say.
No, you have to read it.
The new Supreme Court Justice Ivanka takes Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the bench. You can buy Ivanka's robe with gavel earrings for only 1,000 rubles.
The minute it happened, I thought, I know Dana Carvey's happy.
Well, I have to do it. I mean, everybody does it. You know, the way I learned it, and this is just for the nerds at home, it's a true story. I was talking to our friend Smigel.
Robert Smigel.
Great man. And he says it's a little bit like Regis.
So I was kind of starting out with Regis. Here we are. You ready for this? I'm out of control.
Yeah. And then I went to Brando and then moved back to Regis.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to Brando from Regis.
I got to tell you, my son. You moved your way back to the center and you got Donald Trump. Okay?
That's nice.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we're all going to die. Maybe there's going to be a nuclear war. Part of me kind of wants it. Like, this is...
Wait, what are you talking about? Some part of you kind of wants it.
Well, I don't know. Is this cool? Wouldn't it be kind of exciting? You know? I mean, we'd be in our bunkers and Trump would be on closed circuit TV still selling us.
We had a tremendous nuclear war. Tremendous.
Yeah.
Your bunkers are tremendous. Chinese bunkers, not so good. Okay. We have radiation. They say Trump, he doesn't know, but I know, radiation. We have radiation. Okay? Believe me, you will stay in your bunkers and make babies. You'll make beautiful babies. I've just announced that Ivanka will be the princess of the surface dwellers. Okay?
People are worried because obviously he's a bit, you know, kooky, whatever. I mean, in West Hollywood, they're like, we're gonna die! And we've had maniacs in the White House before. If Nixon had had Twitter, I don't like Jews. Hashtag yarmulke. How are you, Henry?
Yeah.
So, you know, we had freaks. Carter was out of his mind. I f***ed up. I wore a sweater. There were hostages. It was over. I f***ed up.
And he went nuts toward the end of his first term, his only term.
He was
a peanut farmer, and this is true. He used to take a big vat of peanut butter. He'd smear it on himself.
That is not true.
Yes, and just wander around the White House. They'd be like, you okay, Mr. President? I got peanut butter hair, peanut butter pants, and peanut butter shoes. What? I got peanut butter hair, peanut butter pants, peanut butter shoes, and a peanut butter shirt. I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
So then we had Reagan, who wasn't even sure he was there. Well, what? I don't know. What would Reagan have done with ISIS? That would have been ISIS. What? Who are they? Icicle? What are we fighting? Eskimos? Who are they? What'd they do? To who? When? Where? Well, we have no choice. Now, fire away.
Are you happy then? At least Obama seems to be having a good time on vacation. Huh? Every time we get a peek at one of his vacations, it looks fantastic.
He's in a $500 million yacht with movie stars touring Tahiti. I mean, just out there. Hey, Mr. President, did you hear about North Korea? Them, give me a beer.